It's Sunday, May 3rd, and welcome to Higher IQ. We covered a lot this week, 6 episodes, 6 different topics, and a lot of information to hold on to. So today we're going to do something a bit different. We'll do a recap of the week with one key insight per episode so that you can walk into Monday remembering everything that you learned last week and ready to actually talk about it. So last Monday, we talked about how mergers and acquisitions actually work, and why the government can kill a deal between two willing companies. The key insight to remember is that the government isn't just blocking mergers between existing competitors anymore. It's actually blocking deals where a dominant company is trying to buy a smaller company specifically for the purpose of preventing it from becoming a competitor in the future. So for example, Visa tried to buy Plaid, not because Plaid was competing with Visa at the exact moment, but in the future, they thought that Plaid might eventually threaten Visa's business. So the DOJ killed that deal. Adobe tried to buy Figma for the exact same reason, and that deal died too. The same law that broke up Standard Oil in 1911, the Sherman Antitrust Act, is the law being used today to evaluate whether SpaceX should be allowed to acquire Cursor. So the companies keep changing, but the question doesn't, which is, does this deal make the market more competitive or less? So let's move on. On Tuesday, we then talked about pain. The key insight here is that pain is not a direct readout of how much damage your body has sustained. It's a judgment your brain makes about how much danger you're in. 75% of badly wounded soldiers at the Anzio beachhead in World War II refused morphine because their brains, processing the context of survival and evacuation, had turned their pain down. A neuroscientist named Ramachandran used a simple mirror to eliminate phantom limb pain that no surgery or medication could touch, because the pain was being generated by an error in the brain's model of the body, not by any injury. The brain doesn't just receive pain, it creates it, amplifies it, and in the case of chronic pain, learns to produce it long after the original injury has healed. On Wednesday, we talked about why emotions have a body. The key insight here is that your body doesn't just express emotions, it helps generate them. William James argued in 1884 that you don't cry because you're sad because you cry, and modern research has partially confirmed it. People who receive Botox that prevents frowning report feeling less negative emotion. Emotional tears contain different chemicals than reflex tears, including stress hormones and natural painkillers. And crying is essentially a chemical reset that flushes those hormones out of your body. And broken heart syndrome is a real cardiac condition where intense emotional stress causes the heart to physically change shape, sometimes fatally. So when someone says heartbreak hurts, they're actually describing a neurological and cardiac fact, not a metaphor. On Thursday, we talked about the Federal Reserve. It's a big change, but the key insight here is that the Fed controls interest rates, which affect the cost of everything you borrow and return on everything you save. And it was designed to be independent from the president so that no politician could juice the economy before an election at the cost of inflation afterwards. That independence has been tested by every president, but the historical lesson is very clear. In the 1970s, the Fed chair, Arthur Burns, caved to Nixon's pressure and kept rates low. The result was the worst inflation in modern American history. It took Paul Volcker raising interest rates to nearly 20% and triggering a recession to fix it. Jerome Powell announced he would stay on board as a governor after his chairmanship ends, the first former chair to do so since 1948. And he did this to prevent the current administration from assembling a majority of its own appointees on the board. And on Friday, we talked about the presidential pardon. And the key insight with this one is that it's one of the most absolute powers in the Constitution. No judge can reverse it, no court can review it, no Congress can override it. And Alexander Hamilton argued it was necessary so that justice would not be too harsh and so that presidents could heal the country in times of crisis. And Washington, Lincoln, and Jimmy Carter all used it in that way. But the same power has now been used by Ford to pardon Nixon before he was charged. by Clinton to pardon a fugitive donor and his own brother, by Trump to issue 1,500 January 6th pardons and preemptive pardons for political allies, and by Biden to pardon his own son. No president has attempted a self-pardon, no court has ruled on whether one would even be valid, and the most powerful pardon may be the one that hasn't been used yet. And on Saturday, we talked about dreams. The key insight here is that you spend roughly 6 years of your life dreaming, and science still can't fully explain why. But the recent research is remarkable. In 2021, four independent labs communicated with people who were actively dreaming, asking them math questions that the sleeping subjects answered correctly using eye movements. Harvard researchers showed that amnesiacs who couldn't remember playing Tetris still dreamed about it, meaning the dreaming brain processes experiences the conscious mind can't access. And threat simulation theory argues that dreams may have evolved as survival rehearsals, which would explain why 70% of dream emotions are negative and threatening scenarios are overrepresented in dream content. Your sleeping brain isn't offline. It's computing, sorting, rehearsing, and processing in a state you'll barely remember by breakfast. So that was the week. 6 episodes, 6 insights. So if you only remember one thing from each, remember these. Mergers can be killed to protect companies that don't exist yet. Pain is a brain judgment, not a body measurement. Your body builds your emotions, not just the other way around. The Fed's independence is the reason you're not living through 1970s inflation right now. The presidential pardon has almost no guardrails and never has. And your dreaming brain is doing work you'll never consciously remember. We'll be back tomorrow with something new, but as always, stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.